This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 1965, recorded on Thursday, the 29th of June, 2017. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Following this recording, you will find the latest edition of Norwich Citizen. This was sent to some listeners 2 weeks ago, but the recording was garbled. This time, we hope you get a perfect edition. This first part of Chatterbox is read by me, Dorothy Sneasby, and Don Cleaver. This week, we welcome four new listeners, Mrs. Marion Lambert from Norwich, Mr. Len Bird of Oulton Broad, Mrs. Shirley Reed of North Walsham, and Mrs. Susan Stewart Collin from Norwich. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you'll all enjoy receiving the weekly edition. And we have a special message for listener Barbara Lockwood. NNAB member Barbara has enjoyed Chatterbox for some time and has, over the years, raised an amazing £20,000 for the NNAB. Well done, Barbara, from all here at Chatterbox, and especially Tim, who met you last week at the old Sexton Sons and Everard Shoe Factory. In part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news and letters from this week's evening news, we will have a feature about a Norfolk delicacy, samphire. And in part two, we will have two special extras. Tim has been at a special event. We'll find out where. And Margaret Thompson will be here to tell us about other special activities that you or Tim could go to in the near future. But we start with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Three stories have dominated the Norwich news. We will hear about two later. Fire risks in Norwich flats and Norfolk County Council cuts. We will start with the third, which is the news that Norwich City Football Club has agreed a sponsoring contract with a Swedish sports betting company. We will hear that this is very controversial. Another controversy surrounds the Northern Distributor Road, or NDR, which rarely seems to be out of the news. And just to add to the list of troubles for Norwich drivers, more disruption is coming. But let's start with Norwich City. For Norwich City, it is a sponsorship contract that will provide a significant boost to the club. But its decision to choose online sports betting firm LeoVegas as its main sponsor has sparked debate amongst fans. Those affected by gambling have expressed anger at the move, claiming that it could lead to more people becoming addicted. Others, meanwhile, believe it's a necessary trade-off in order to boost the club's finances. Another gambling addict and City fan, Luke Jones, is one of many to voice their concern with the decision. And the 26-year-old, who lives in Norwich, wrote an open letter to the club speaking about the impact it could have. Mr. Jones, a former season ticket holder of 7 years, said he was declared bankrupt after losing his job through online gambling. The new sponsorship deal was announced on Monday and will see the Swedish firm become the club's principal partner for the next 3 seasons. Robin Sainty, chairman of the Norwich City Football Club supporters group, the Canaries Trust, said he could understand people's concerns, but he believed the decision made by the board of directors would not have been taken lightly. If it is a good deal for the club, then we get better players. Then it is a trade-off, he added. Knowing the makeup of the board at City, they are pretty ethically aware, and they would have thought long and hard about this.
Negotiations to try to drive down extra costs added to the bill for the Norwich Northern Distributor Road must not be used as a smokescreen to keep the public in the dark, the opposition leader at County Hall has warned. Norfolk County Council members have admitted there is now a high risk of a significant hike in the cost of the road, but they remain tight-lipped about just how many millions could be added to the bill. Delays and the need for changes to some elements of the work on the £178.5 £0.5 million road has pushed up the costs, but the precise figures involved have been kept under wraps. The council says that has to be the case because the council will be negotiating with its contractors, Balfour Beatty, in an attempt to keep the costs down, a process which could go on for months. Steve Morfu said, for the Labour group with the Norwich City Council, these are very expensive projects, and the public is entitled to reassurance that those responsible for overseeing the schemes are doing their jobs properly.
Drivers are facing more months of disruption in Norwich, with 14 weeks of work about to start on one of the city's main roads. Sections of Newmarket Road and a number of roads leading off it will be closed during the latest phase of work, which will start next month and will continue into the middle of October. But council bosses say that £800,000 scheme will improve safety for cyclists and pedestrians. It will see a segregated one-way cycle lane put in place on the city-bound side of Newmarket Road from near Christchurch Road to the Hanover Road link. However, it will mean disruption with a 20 miles an hour limit and sections of Newmarket Road leading into Norwich closed. The city-bound carriageway and bus lane will be closed in phased sections of approximately 200 metres, starting just past its junction with Christchurch Road and leading into Norwich. A spokeswoman said, "Safety and efficiency are our priorities when constructing our schemes, and we've made every effort to design the work programme to minimise disruption to buses, general traffic and those living nearby."